This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast. Oh, yeah! The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
Yes, day one is in the books. Mike Dussault and Paul Perillo here high above the fields behind Gillette Stadium, and a beautiful Wednesday morning, I should say, here in Foxborough. Patriots in shorts and helmets. Mike, some really good signs early on in terms of attendance. And I know that sounds routine, but not a lot of guys missing here. Just two players, I believe, on PUP with Cody Davis and Michael Owenu. Otherwise, we at least saw, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just Calvin Anderson, too, was
Calvin Anderson on NFI also, that you are correct. But we saw guys that we haven't really seen at all, including like Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yep.
As an example, Trent Brown out there taking part, regular in his spot at left tackle. Just let's open up our first training camp podcast of the season. Mike, with your opening thoughts.
Yeah, Lawrence Guy as well, back out. Of course, great to be out here. The stands are packed. It's a beautiful day. As you know, Foxborough means friendship. But a good start. I think overall, of course, as they want to do red zone drills, and I think there were three different sets of three reps for all the quarterbacks. So a couple touchdowns to Hunter Henry was nice. Ty Montgomery really active, four touchdowns total. We talked about him early in our live show, Paul, as a player who's just always been extremely involved when we see practice. That was again the case today, but also some nice plays by the defense. Kyle Duggar coming up with an interception there in the end zone was nice.
Yeah, I think that you saw some plays on both sides of the ball. I thought the defense was a little better, but they should be based on where the plays were taking place, really deep in the red zone, 4-yard line, 8-yard line, and in no real threat of the run. You made reference to Kyle Duggar's first play, the first live rep, quote-unquote live.
quote-unquote.
They're not in pads. But the first 11-on-11 rep, he undercut, I think, Mike Gesicki, made a nice interception. But Ty Montgomery, as you said, was very active, several touchdowns from all the different quarterbacks, too. I think he caught one from each of the three quarterbacks. I thought Mac Jones looked better. As the play sort of developed, they would go three, and then Zappi would take three, McSorley would take three. They did another set. They did the same kind of thing. So that was probably the highlight of the day in terms of what we got to watch. Otherwise, sort of a lot of walkthroughs, conditioning kind of stuff, a lot of drills. But I think, like I said, the main takeaway for me was just, we're looking out here at 87 players that we got a chance to see. One guy we should probably note that didn't look like he did a whole lot today was Matthew Judon. Think you saw him a little bit on the rehab
field? Looks like he was doing some either conditioning rehab, but no, was not participating when they did do the team drills. So something to be watched for, but I mean, he's out here, and obviously it's a long training camp, so I don't think it's anything to be too concerned with. I mean, we didn't really see Trent Brown during OTAs, and he was back out there at the left tackle spot today. So that's, like you said, Paul, I think that the good thing is, look, we got started. Are we going to overreact to how good or bad the offense or defense is after, one practice with, maybe a handful, maybe 9 to 10 reps of, quasi-competitive stuff? No. But, I think that there are certainly some positive elements. And as we said, what's better than getting out here, having the full team participate, having all those bodies just to start? It's a good sign, not something, hey, we're waiting to see. Let's get guys back. You can start getting everybody on the same page immediately. So, for me, I was just excited to see Juju Smith-Schuster out here, to see him, how they're working him in, Mike Gesicki, the two big main new pieces on offense for Bill O'Brien to play with a little bit. So starting to get a glimpse of what's coming together there.
I would agree with you, and he came as advertised. He's an energy guy. He had a very similar personality, it looked like, to Kendrick Bourne. Those guys were bouncing around all day. I think there was some enthusiasm on the part of the players to be out here. We talked during our show, during the broadcast, about how a couple of players had been tweeting out last night and this morning, but, just sort of eager to get going. I think we saw that. I think it was a good start. Didn't look at anybody like, suffered any kind of injuries or anything like that. Those are always a concern, especially at this time of year. And I think the first signs of, we got a chance to watch Bill O'Brien sort of set up the offense a little bit. And, you know, we're not trying to come off as like we know all these things that they're doing, but it looked like there was more of a design. I know Evan talked about it a little bit during the broadcast of the sequence of the things that they're sort of working on are definitely designed to progress to other things. So those will be things we'll be keeping an eye on as camp unfolds.
Yeah, it's a good sign. I mean, look, it's going to be a lot of fun as we start to get in the competitive stuff, but like you said, they're laying the foundation here, and I mean, football is back, or practice football is back. I know it's like there's football games and then practices and then real games, so there's a lot going on, but just good to get started, and you know, I think they're laying some positive work here, and we'll see what they progress to tomorrow.
Yeah, but they were at it for about 90 minutes or so. They finished with some conditioning runs, off the goal line, some suicide, some back and forth runs. Now they look like they're just sort of recapping the practice with some really low tempo walkthrough kind of looks. Again, still in the red zone as we're now really accustomed to. A couple of things, just notable things. They did some work on the punt team, both fields. It looked like Marcus Jones, DeMario Douglas, and Miles Bryant were handling some of those punts. Really, beyond that, there wasn't a tremendous amount to chronicle here on day
one.
Oh,
hey, let's give Nick Folk a shout.
Oh, yeah, Nick Folk wrapped up practice with a bunch of field goals.
Yeah, no
ranging
opportunity.
From 28 to 48 yards, and I think he made them all.
He looks the same old Nick Folk, just the model of consistency. We'll see when Chad Ryland gets into the mix and gets his chance and see if he can match it.
All right, so that's going to put a wrap on our first training camp podcast of the season. We'll be back every day after practice. Mike Dussault and Paul Perullo will be here to give you our thoughts on each day. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.